We're in Simen Shin Ayin Dalet. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis through Dalet. We'll be completing the Simen. Siv Beis. Haya Kosel ben Shtei Chatzeris. There were two Chatzeris, and there was a wall between them. V'irva Kolachas Liatzma. So the rule is that if you have two Chatzeris that are adjacent but separated by a wall, so each chatzer makes an Erev, meaning all the batim within the chatzer make an Erev on their own. These two chatzeris, you could not carry the kalim that were shovas from the batim of one chatzer into the other chatzer. V'nifritz ha-kosel b'shabbos. And the wall came down. Now that the wall came down, this is really considered one big chatzer, and they have to be ma'arev together. Nevertheless, na'alachi is mutarim letalful kol ha-shabbos, kol echad b'chatzero. Each one is allowed to carry in his own chatzer, afilu klei ha-bayis, even kelim that were shovis in the bayis. Aval chatzer shenifritzu b'shabbos l'shesorabim, ol l'karmelis aser. So the halacha is that with regard to being open to another reshus that is parallel to you, there we say that if it was chal bein hashmashis, it's good for the whole of Shabbos. Not so in a situation where it's omid, turns out that it's omid to a karmelis or to a reshus harabim. So there we say that you cannot rely on the fact that it was good bein hashmashis. The Beis Yosef is matter carrying within four tfachim, within four ames. Even if you're going from the chotzer to the karmelis, but the bir halacha comes out being machmer that you shouldn't do that. Siv gimel chotzer ktana shenifritza kodem hashabbos b'milo alagdola. You have a large chotzer and a small chotzer. There was a wall between them, and the wall came down completely. Im irva la'atzma. Sorry, ve'ein bepirtza yosem yuramis. The pirtz is not larger than 10 amis. If the pirtz is larger than 10 amis, then it's considered a pirtz no matter what. But it's not 10 amis. Gdola muteris lotzi kelim sheshav suba bayis lachatzera im irva le'atzma. Uktan asura lotzi kelim sheshav suba bayis lachatzera. Elim kein irvu yachad. So the halachi is that if the larger one made an eruv, then it can carry into the smaller one. The smaller one cannot carry into the larger one. Now says the Machaber, he's quite going to qualify this. Im irv of aliyah uktana asur lotzi kelim shesof to bebeis lachatzer imken irv riach v'hainu k'shenech nosim kos liktana ligdola. So you have the picture here in the Mishnah Berurah that the case is that you have a small chatzer and a large chatzer, and it's not just that you have that the small chatzer is open completely into the large chatzer. The small chatzer continues to have its walls continue into the large chatzer, so that we would not be able to say that this is a case where the outer walls of the large chatzer will serve as walls for the inside chatzer because of the din of nirim b'machutz avlo b'mifnim. Since the walls of the smaller one continue into the larger one, we don't stop it where the walls of the larger one come in. Therefore, the larger one, where if you just turn around, you see walls, you see that it's not parts, but below, they're allowed to carry into the smaller one. The smaller one cannot carry into the larger one. Unless it made one big Erev with the larger one. Ukshekosle ktana muflogim gimel tfachim ikosle orech hagdola, dilav kein haisektana niteres al yoda. Al yedei anir bechutz v'shav mibifnim. Also, that what we are talking about is that there's also a distance of three tefachim between where the walls come out and where they meet, where the walls of the small one go in and where they meet on the outside. There's a distance of three tefachim, more than three tefachim. This way, you don't have any lavud over there. But if really you wouldn't have any walls going in, which simply means you have a large chatzer and a small chatzer. And the small chatzer is just completely open to the large chatzer. So there the halacha would be that we'd look at the entire thing as one big chatzer. Or they can also be ma'arv separately, because we would be able to look at the two sides that narrow in as the outer walls of either the large one or the small one, because this is the halacha of nir mivachutz avalo mivifnim, is considered a mechitza. The, yeah. Sif Dalid. Yeah, incidentally, what happens if one side is within three and one side is not within three? So there the halach is, it's called Paritz B'Maloa, unless you have four Tfachim on one of the sides. Because this was the rule. If you have two Chatzeris that are open to one another, if it's Paritz Yud Amis or B'Maloa, the halach is they're considered one Chatzer. What's called B'Maloa? Does it have to be complete? Maloa is either you have 10 Amis or Paritz B'Maloa would mean that you don't have at least a Mashu on either side or at least Dalet Tfachim on one side. Siv Dalet. Gag cotton shenifretz kodem Shabbos b'milo l'gag godel. A small roof that's open completely to a big roof. Also lahalos lof kelim sheshavsu b'bayis v'godel muter. See here too, the large one has mechitzas on its side. That'll be matter it. The small one has no mechitzas. It's parts b'milo. So the larger one, it carry its kelim into the smaller one, but the smaller one, but the larger one can have kelim that come from the bayis. The smaller one could not. Now the question is: here it doesn't say that the smaller one's walls continue into the larger one. So why don't we say that it's nirbi b'chutz v'shav b'bifnim, and that'll be enough to turn it into a separate chatzer? The answer is that here there are no mechitzas. This roof has no mechitzas whatsoever. Its mechitzas are the mechitzas that come from under it in the building with the din of good asik. Good asik would not be able to make the, means good asik together with nir mibachutz of v'shavim mibifnim would not be count as a mechitza. Nir mibachutz has to be be'emes nir mibachutz and not just imagine mibachutz with the din of good asik. That's only when you look down you could see the mechitzas, so we'll say good asik. If the top of the roof protrudes over the building itself, it goes past it, so that you don't see the mechitzas of the house anymore, so there's no good asik. We wouldn't say that the walls go up, and the whole thing would be considered a karmelis. Have a karmelis. Elim kein posach lo me'abayis kalon arba al arba. Unless you have a window of 4x4 that's open to it. How much does it have to stick out? So there was a discussion of it before in the Mishnah Berurah. Over here he just mentions 4 tefachim.